Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Today we've got a couple of updates on the macro environment, some macro reporting, the PPI report, and some updates from Elon on macro as well. Then we've got more reporting, of course, seems like a daily occurrence this week, on Tesla's production situation in China, some news on Tesla Energy, and a couple other items as well. Uh-oh. Sorry guys, let me fix something here quick. I almost got into that situation where I had my stream running in the background and we had that terrible echo that one time, if you guys remember that. So let me get out of that quick. Alright, so anyway, looking at the stock, Tesla today, a nice day, up 3.2%, while the NASDAQ was down 0.7%. So nice to get a little bit of a pretty significant outperformance, even though Tesla was up, you know, around 5% earlier in the day, fell off a little bit in the afternoon. Maybe relating a little bit to Elon's comments, but the overall markets dropped a bit as well. But finishing at $179.05. So the main macro report that we got today was the producer price index, and it did come in a little bit higher than expectations, you know, depending on if you're looking at core or if you're looking at the headline number, anywhere from 10 to 20 basis points or so higher than expectations. And here, probably the most disappointing part of it is that the core month over month PPI number did come in at 0.4% higher than last month, which, as you can see here, was a little bit of a reversion in the downtrend that we had been seeing in that month over month number over the last 6 months or so. So that number is a little bit disappointing. That being said, if we do go to the year over year, we are still seeing a nice decline here, nice and steady. So the core year over year number came in at 6.2%. So that's up versus the forecast or expectations of 5.9%. So 30 basis points higher on that number. But you can see still a nice steady drop from where we've been, which is nice to see. Hopefully that'll continue. One point on this is that we are comparing to last year's number in this year over year graph. And you can see that there was a pretty significant jump, one of the biggest jumps that occurred, maybe the second or the first largest from a month to month basis. That happened from last year, October to November. So it is a little bit higher of a number to be basing off of, you know, in terms of where inflation had been trending at this point last year. So that kind of, you know, helps this come down too, which is why, you know, most of the focus, for good reason, tends to be on this month over month number. That being said, there's a lot, as always, underneath. If we dig into kind of some of the category numbers, we won't spend a ton of time on this, but a lot of the increase being driven by demand for food and actually energy. So although, you know, core excludes these things, just in general, kind of interesting callouts. Food was up 3.3%. And energy was actually down 3.3%. So that's interesting, because a lot of times, even though energy is excluded from things like the core report, obviously energy costs kind of work their way into everything. So it is important to, or, you know, helpful to see the energy prices starting, you know, starting and continuing to come down. So hopefully that trend will continue. Hopefully this trend will continue. But, you know, a little bit disappointing on that top line number. That being said, not too bad of a reaction from the overall markets today. Elon did have something to say today, as he has been saying for quite some time now. The Fed, Elon saying on Twitter, if the Fed raises rates again next week, the recession will be greatly amplified. He also went on to say that his rough guess on how long a recession might last would be sometime, you know, things start looking better, sometime Q2 2024. So it's a kind of a specific time frame there, but I think what Elon is doing is just kind of saying, hey, we're in Q4 2022 right now. This would be about 18 months out. And he's kind of said before, recession 12 to 18 months. If the Fed raises rates, which I think we all know at this point is coming, then you're probably looking on the longer end of that. So my guess is that's kind of what Elon is thinking. So that being said, you know, this is probably the third or fourth time this week we have heard Elon talk about the macro environment, kind of expressing some of his concerns. And I know, you know, we've talked a lot about the situation in China. We do have more reporting on Tesla's production plans in China. I know people are just getting a little bit tired of this, and I think that's very understandable. But Reuters today with another, you know, report on this, they're saying that Tesla is planning to suspend, according to a couple of sources, suspend Model Y production at Shanghai between December 25th and January 1st. So about a week off. This would be in addition to production reductions before that point. So in total, with the production scaling back before that, and then this additional week off, at the end of the year. They say that Tesla is planning to cut production for the Model Y for the month, about 30% from what November's run rate would have essentially yielded. So, you know, we've had a lot of different reporting on this, 20% originally, then that shift reduction, which would have been like 18% fewer shift hours, and then this week off. I think kind of how all this reporting is coalescing, although obviously we had Tesla kind of come back with that one word response of false or untrue, all this reporting continues. It seems to be coalescing around shift reduction happening next week, reducing production in the 15 to 20% range from that, and then an additional week off from December 25th to January 1st. So we'll see if this happens. Obviously, just reporting at this stage, but you know, there are so many reports here. It would be pretty surprising at this point if this does not happen. So they do say that Tesla is targeting production of just over 20,000 Model Y vehicles for the last 3 weeks. Like we had talked about previously, a 20% reduction would have been about 14 to 15,000 vehicles fewer for that period of time. So this would be about 19,000 or so, 19 to 20,000 fewer than what they would be able to achieve at November's production rate. So again, we'll see. Hopefully we get more firm information on this next week. Wuhua has been getting a lot of questions on this. He usually has pretty good updates from the ground there in Shanghai. So he says he's been asked by a lot of netizens whether Tesla's production reduction is true. He says he's tried to ask, but was politely declined. And that yesterday when he was at the factory, so December 8th, he saw that the factory was no different from usual, said it looked as busy as it always does. So not that we had any reports of production scaling back before next week, so that should be expected. But those are, you know, those are the updates that we've got from the ground from Wuhua at this point in time. Hopefully he'll, you know, check back in kind of next week and see if we can get any sort of confirmation on what's going on there at Shanghai. All right, next up here, we've got an update on Tesla's software. So we've talked a little bit about the holiday update. Tesla usually does a pretty big holiday update towards the end of the year. It looks like they're planning on doing that again this year with quite a few features. We've talked about the possibility of Apple Music. Tesla actually posted an update on this in Korea on their blog and walked through some of the features. So this isn't going to be the same exact features. Obviously, those are going to vary by region, but a lot of these probably will make their way into the North American or European updates as well. First one here they say is auto turn signal. So I think the Model S and X already have this, where if you put your turn signal on and you do, you know, the full turn signal, not just the three click one, if you do that and you change lanes, you have the capability of turning on this feature that would then automatically turn that signal off so that you don't have to do that. I've heard that this is actually nice because if you use your blinker into a turn lane and you have this feature on, it will still keep the blinker on in those cases. So sounds like it's a pretty smart way of handling that. So that would be one feature. Rainbow Road, having the possibility of activating that all the time if you want while you're on autopilot. Some remote entertainment features that we've already talked about. Some phone features, so just basically being able to indicate if you want to take an incoming phone call on your actual device rather than through the car's audio. Fan speed control when you're in auto mode, so you can do low, medium, or high rather than having the car dictate that. Schedule a light show in advance. Dog mode, so having access to the interior camera through the, basically like we have in Sentry mode today, where you can look at the exterior cameras like we have talked about, bringing in the feature to have capability to look through the interior camera while you're in dog mode or in Sentry mode. So that'll be nice. And then some UI changes. Looks like they are splitting up the navigation. So the turn-by-turn directions kind of in this top left module, and then the ETA and location information down here in the right. So kind of an interesting update. I'll be curious to see how that feels in person. And it looks like they've changed the media controls a little bit too. And to an extent, gone back to some of the card model that we used to have in the old UI, where you kind of swipe to like tire pressure and route information, or trip information rather. Looks like they're bringing some of that back within the media player to an extent. So they say that the media controls are moving closer to the driver's seat for easier operation, and they can swipe left or right to view odometer, which I assume is trip information like we used to have, and tire pressure information as well. So a couple of UI changes that'll be interesting to see. And then like I said, hopefully we'll see Apple Music, especially now that we've got that Elon and Tim Cook patching things up a little bit last week or a couple weeks back. So interesting to see some of those features, and hopefully we'll get those soon worldwide. Next, we've got a couple of updates on Tesla Energy, or I guess one update here. Tesla has deployed a 40 megapack unit in Belgium. So they put out a video on this today, and they say that this 100 megawatt hour system is the largest operating battery in continental Europe to date, which did confuse me a little bit because I thought we had just talked a couple weeks ago about a different megapack project that was a little bit larger. And that was the case. This was in the UK. This was a 196 megawatt hour factory or a project that just became that just came online. And this one's only 100 megawatt hours. But I did notice here that they say in continental Europe. So obviously UK would not be part of that. So over the last couple of weeks here, had some pretty big projects come online, 196 megawatt hours there in the UK, and then another 100 megawatt hour projects here in Belgium. So always exciting to see those. And then just the last couple of things here, we've got also on the Tesla energy front, nice update here from Drive Tesla Canada on a real estate developer, which has decided to include Tesla in one of their neighborhood projects. So they're using Tesla power walls, having Tesla solar, I believe Tesla solar, I'm not sure if that's actually Tesla solar or just solar panels in general in this neighborhood, but sort of a, like we have seen pop up a few times now, a little bit more forward thinking in terms of the energy usage for an entire neighborhood from a real estate developer. And it's always fun to see Tesla being integrated into those type of projects, a little bit smaller scale, obviously, than what we're seeing here with these megapack projects, but fun to see Tesla energy at play on those smaller and localized scales as well. So this project apparently includes 51 new homes out in Las Vegas. And we've also got an update here from Joe Tegmeyer, who has obviously done a lot of tracking of Giga Texas with drone footage. Today he spotted a really, really large item being carried into the casting area of Giga Texas, which, you know, we've had a couple of reports on this that maybe it's the 9,000 ton Giga Press from Idra. Here in this case, you know, it's under a lot of covers. Can't really tell, but obviously an extremely heavy piece of equipment that is being brought in here, which Joe's, you know, best hypothesis is that this is, you know, hopefully a piece of the 9,000 ton Giga Press. So we'll see if that ends up being the case, but this is around the time, based on the update from Idra that we had on LinkedIn about when they were shipping it. That was about a month ago at this point, so should be about the time where Tesla starts to receive some of that equipment. So hopefully we'll get a little bit more reporting on that. I know the other drone video makers will probably have some updates on that too, so we'll keep an eye out for that. And then kind of the last thing here, just an update on Stellantis. So they have decided to halt Jeep production at one of their factories in, I believe, Illinois. Let's see, somewhere up here in the Midwest. They've decided to halt the production of Jeeps. And yeah, looks like that's a factory with about 1,300 workers. And unfortunately, those workers are going to be laid off for at least 6 months. There are no plans to reopen at this point in time, this factory. So we'll have to see what comes of that. But just kind of shows, you know, like the macro comments that we have had, what we may be heading into. You know, it seems like every week now we kind of get new layoff information and things like that from all industries. But I think we'll see more of this happening in the automotive space as well. And then finally, as we head into next week, of course, huge week for macro reports. We'll get the CPI Consumer Price Index report on Tuesday morning, and then heading into the final FOMC meeting for the year on Wednesday. So everyone expecting a 50 basis point increase. That's kind of what I'm expecting too. My best guess would be a 50 basis point increase and, you know, continuing to point to further increases, but at a slower pace. So I think the commentary probably ends up being the most important part of that. But of course, we'll talk more about that next week. All right, that is it for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you next week for the Monday, December 12th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.